Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 22nd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Welcoming into the studio some of our favorite people. We have Craig Broren, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Superintendent, with us. Craig, good to see you, as always.
Good to see you.
And you brought in a friend, Christine Slattery, Principal of Think Academy in Rudolph, is with us. Christine, good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
I want to tell you both right out the gate, we appreciate you, appreciate everything you do for our community, putting into our community, and impacting the future like you guys do, like few others do. We appreciate that so very much, and what you guys put in. And I really appreciate you being here, Christine, because I don't think we get to really talk about the Think Academy very much and dive into what it is. I think for a lot of people that may not have kids in school may be really curious about what the Think Academy is. Do you mind if we start right there? What is the history of Think Academy? How did it begin, and what it exactly is?
Okay, so I could talk...
A real easy question to start
really
off,
easy,
right?
Really easy, right? Well, I could talk about Think Academy all day. So a fun fact is I went there as a child. And when I went there as a child, it was Rudolph Elementary School. And then of the course, I want to say about 10 to 12 years ago, it was actually a charter school, and it became Think Academy, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And then... I don't know, about 7 or so years ago, the Vesper community merged with Rudolph. And so we serve Vesper and Rudolph right now, which is really cool. And it's really nice that it's called Think Academy, because then it's more encompassing of both of the communities. I think it is really cool because we have Rudolph. Mm-hmm. We're home of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Mm-hmm. And we have that prominently on our wall. So as you can imagine, Christmas is a focus, and it's a deeply embedded tradition, I think. But we also, you know, we service the Vesper community. So having both of them together and merging them is really important. Our community is... our community is amazing, and they both... It's one community with both of our... towns, I should say, mm-hmm. and they really support us. And so I think if you ask, like, what makes us really unique, it's our traditions. Mm. And so when I talk about Rudolph and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that's really important, and that's been deeply embedded. I remember being a child and singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the gym, mm-hmm. and then they were doing the concert at West and then Rams, and now it's at the PAC Center, and that's important. Mm. And, you know, and also, how do we support, you know, when we have those community relations, how does it go back and forth? Because mm-hmm. the community serves us, how do we serve them? So we value our Veterans Day program, and seeing the folks who serve our country, and it means a lot. It means a lot to mm-hmm. the Think Academy community.
Yeah.
So that's important. Clearly, our kids are amazing, and I would tell you that they are, like, top-notch, and they're the best kids. And I know every principal says that, but I really say that.
Mm-hmm.
I was sharing with Craig, we've got kids right now participating in state tournaments this weekend. So, you know, we value their academic pieces, but also what they do outside of school, and have been also talking and pushing out somewhat where, as staff, we're attending kids' sporting events, ice skating shows, plays, and so that we're seeing them as the whole child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then just, I say our staff doesn't want to leave, you know, for the most part, unless, you know, sometimes things happen and they have to move. But they really believe in the kids, and they are in the community. So, yeah.
It's a great school.
It's a great school.
And you really sell it well, Christine. I want to go back to school. I want to go back now and go to Think Academy. I don't think I can. But I do.
Which you could visit.
I could visit, mm-hmm. and I'm glad I'm visited. I'd love to. One of the things that I think stood out to what you're talking about there is the joy that you have for mm-hmm. this position. So I want to commend that and thank you for that. It's nice to have people in these industries that are passionate about mm-hmm. it. And I think the other part of that, too, that if you're paying attention to people out there, that's not uncommon. The majority, if not everybody that we talk to in the education system, has that same passion, that same love for this. But with that, one of the things that Craig and I, and I think a lot of our teachers and principals that we brought in, want to do with our community is not only create more of a bridge, but more of an empathy and more of an understanding of what it's like to be in that classroom, what it's like to be a principal, a teacher, these things, what it's like even to be a student. You may say, well, I went to school. Okay, but you didn't go to school in 2024. Like, it's different now. Things are different. And understanding that, and the way we understand it, is with knowledge. Like, you guys know that better than I do. So it's the essence of my question here. What are some of the pros? You've kind of gone through some of those. What are some of the difficulties that you have over there at Think Academy?
Right. Well, right. And when going back to joy, we work with kids. So you have to have joy to work with kids, right?
Yeah, well
because
said.
I think that's got to be the number one thing. you know, like, just on a side note, so, like, I love going to work. I love going there every single day. And you walk in the doors and you see the smiling faces of 4-year-olds through 10 and 11-year-olds. Yeah, I mean, how can you go wrong, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. And, yeah, there's a lot of great things in education right now. You know, I feel like with public education, it's leveling the playing field so all kids have opportunities. And when we see our goal at elementary schools, we want our kids to walk across the stage and determine what path they want next. You know, challenges is every child learns differently. Every child has ways they regulate their emotions differently. And a child's not textbook. Mm-hmm. So we have to really problem solve and brainstorm. And I know when I think of the district and I think of Craig's vision and how do we support kids through the different processes we have in place. And, you know, we're constantly, it's ever changing and it's evolving, you know, because a child, we think of a whole child and it's academics, it's social, it's emotional, like I said, outside of school. But how do we help them? How do we support them with their emotions? Just, you know, if there's behaviors or, you know, in academics. So it's really, how do we help that whole child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craig, same question for you. Not just with Think Academy, but in general when it comes to superintending.
Thankfully, I will say that building-wise and what our, I think, principals and classroom teachers and other school staff that are, you know, really engaged working with kids on a daily basis, they're insulated, I would argue, to the degree possible from some of the broader, maybe, you know, intensely political nonsense that apparently is a thing now. I've told a number of people, I went to K-12, then also went to college, and I have no recollection in that entire time of talking about politics with anyone, any friends or even in, you know, like around the dinner table. You didn't talk about politics or religion back when I was being raised. And I mean, of course, my family talked about our religion around the dinner table. But anyway, my point is that that's not really the context we operate in. And I think that some of our teachers see that, you know, and hear those things in their classrooms, but it's not of the same. It's kids, you know, having conversations, which, of course, happens on a daily basis. But this intense politicization of things is bizarre. Yeah. And I'm hoping that there's a time that we can move past, you know, what that looks like. I will also mention, when you talk about Think Academy or you go out to Rudolph, the idea that I know Christine is speaking very intelligently about this approach, but it's unreal. And I don't want to rank order our elementary schools either. That would be the last thing I would want to do. Mm-hmm. But the environment, the staff, the students, the community, it's unreal. Like, you just know it's good. It's you feel supported, and you feel that there's that commitment, and that people recognize that being a teacher or being an employee of a school district is not super easy, and that we serve a bunch of different kids and different viewpoints and so forth. But, like, that's not it. And it's highlighted. She mentioned the Christmas program. Yeah. The Christmas program gets in the pack, which seats just shy of 800 people, to standing room only.
Yeah.
It's shocking. Like,
it's awesome.
You're talking about basically the entire town and a couple of towns attending.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely amazing. And that just shows you kind of what, you know, how the community comes together around that. Mm-hmm. And like Christine said, too, staff that work out there, many of them have worked out there for years and years and years, and they, you know, basically refuse to work anywhere else, which tells you a lot about that building. But that, of course, doesn't mean that they operate in some, you know, silo and it's like Shangri-La and everything's perfect. Mm. But that idea and that feel of acceptance and belonging and support carries its way through, so that teachers may not feel attacked out there as they might in another potential area of the district or in a different community. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I think that support is just like there. You don't really have those sorts of vibes.
Hmm. You know, Christine, one of the things that I was thinking about prepping for this interview, I was actually brought back to my grade school days. I went to Washington School, and I was part of intramurals and a basketball team, and we didn't have enough players, so we brought on the kids. At the time, there was pitch school by us. I don't think that's around anymore. It actually closed up pretty soon after that, I believe, but I think it was pitch that it was by us. One of the other schools we teamed up with, so we would have a full team. And I remember the first practice we had, it was a little rough because it's different kids from different different grade schools and everything. But like within 10, 20 minutes, we were all gelling. We had a good time. We had a great team. We had a lot of fun. It's some of my favorite memories of being a part of sports and school and everything. But it got me thinking about the combination of schools and that, and having the combination of communities and that. It seems like a almost superpower to have something like that in a school. Is it a fun thing for the community? Is it fun for thing for the communities to have a combination like that?
Yes, I do. I feel like the our families are interconnected. I think mm-hmm. they enjoy that. You know, you talked about sports, and so we were really excited that this year we had a third grade girls basketball team. Mm. And we actually had a couple of kiddos on the team that came out from town to practice in the gym because it's an incredible gym. And but it's cool to see that because when I talk about both towns, that's really just to make sure everybody knows that we're serving both communities. But if you walked into the building, we're one community. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, kids, they get along. They're doing things outside of school. So I share that more just as an informational piece. Mm-hmm. But when you walk into Think, we're Think Academy. And that's just who we are. So, yeah. But I do think, you know, when we look at kids participating in other events, I mean, they come to town, you know, and when they come to town and they're in plays and they're in ice skating, they're building that other, they're connecting with other kids too. So I think that's also the power of the district mm-hmm. is having those opportunities. So not only at Think in Rudolph, but at coming to Rapids. So kids have that opportunity to connect with other kiddos their age.
Mm. We're speaking with Craig Roarin, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Superintendent, and Christine Slattery, Principal of Think Academy in Rudolph. And again, thank you both for being here. Christine, I was looking at your newsletter, which I encourage people to sign up for. It's a great way to keep up to date on things at Think Academy. You guys got an exciting week going on with Read Across America Week going on. That's a fun one. How was that? Or how was that?
Yeah, so that was earlier this month.
It was earlier, yeah.
And
time is a flat circle.
You know,
I got so many things going on, I apologize.
Yes. Nope, and time flies, right? So that was a week we kicked it off with a sock hop that our PTS sponsored.
Awesome.
Yes, and it was lots of fun, and it's so kids are literally in socks dancing in the gym, and they had a blast. Our school counselor actually was the DJ for that and played music, but I think she was doing more dancing with them, and so that was a lot of fun and a great opportunity again for kids to you know, kick off the joy of reading. And then throughout the week, we had an opportunity, we had a committee plan the week, and we had a battle, like you know, like you have the March Madness bracket.
Yeah.
So we had that for books. So every day,
nice.
It was fun. So every day the kids had to read the books, and then kids and staff voted. And then the winner was The Legend of Rock, Paper, Scissors, which was very important.
Yes.
The kids were very excited about that because we play a lot of rock, paper, scissors, mm-hmm. right? And then throughout the week, we had a school-wide read-in where everybody stopped what they were doing and read. And just to see the power of that is mm-hmm. incredible.
Yeah.
And that reading means different things to different people. But what was the the culminating piece was that it was joyful.
Mm-hmm.
And they selected what they wanted to read. So that was really cool. And we had trivia questions about books, and I don't remember those off the top of my head, but those were pretty cool about a variety of genres of books. And so it was a lot of fun. And then, of course, we had themed dress-up days.
Mm.
So every day we wore wacky socks. We mm-hmm. had different hairdos, you know, just different things. It makes it fun. You know, there's still learning going on and making it fun. Today, ironically, is Hawaiian Day.
Mm.
So when
this
I go
very ironic,
very
yes.
ironic
so
with the snow,
are learning
right?
What irony is today?
They are. So when I go back, I'll be back in kind of more of a Hawaiian form. But anyway, So I think it's just having fun because we work hard in school, but we also need to have fun in school.
Having that balance is, I think, one of the not just on teachers but and parents, but adults to set that example to kids, and especially as we go forward here. Mm-hmm. We're a work first society. I think it's important to remind kids that that's not everything. You know, and that work is important, keeping the lights on is important, but, you know, enjoying life and mm-hmm. that education can be fun and learning can be fun. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see those reminders, those little, whether they realize it or not, those things going on for them all the time. I did also want to ask about the Wisconsin State Forward exam. Mm-hmm. What is that exactly?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and just one more thought I was going to add on to the last one. Two, I think it's important for kids to see adults having fun.
Well said.
That's important.
Yes.
So we are in the state forward exam, and that's so all of us across the state right now in grades 3, 4, and 5, and then I know grades in the middle and upper or the high school too, I believe, we're doing our state assessments. So So this week we started, and you know, it's intense.
Yeah,
we are,
yeah.
You know, we're assessing kids.
I'm getting nervous just thinking about it. I don't even have to take
the test.
I know.
I know. And so I have some small groups that test with me, and you know, and you see the kids, they are so focused and they're working so hard because they've learned a lot, you know, and it's that snapshot that, we're getting assessed on, we're assessing them on. I think what's really important though for people to know is even though we're assessing in third, fourth, and fifth at the elementary level, it starts in kindergarten, it starts in 4K. So it's all of our kids and but everything they learned, it's culminating on these tests. So I think that's important for people to know.
Yeah. Christine, I appreciate you so much being with us today. I wanted to talk to Craig about a couple of things, but is there anything you wanted to touch on before we let you go as far as on Think Academy or anything? Do we cover everything, you think?
Like I said, I could go on all day, but
that's
It's Craig's turn. So, but no, just thank you for having me and being able to highlight because we have an amazing community out, I think.
Yeah, and thanks for highlighting it for us and showing, spreading the light on so many things that we may not have known about. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
Craig, spring break is happening. How is that going for our area? What should we know? And I'm just reminding everybody with the weather we got today.
Yeah, it's ironic, as you mentioned, that we have a couple inches of snow the day before spring break officially starts. So our spring break is next week.
Let it never be said Mother Nature doesn't have a sense of humor.
Yeah. Like, you know, yes, and there's, of course, it depends on what district folks attend, but some are off this week, some are off this coming week like we are, and then some are off the following week. So, I think, kind of, wrapping things up this week and hope that everybody enjoys a little bit of downtime, our staff and our students included, and for those that are leaving for sunnier and warmer areas, fantastic and safe travels to them. But then we come back, of course, a bit reinvigorated to do a strong finish through the end of the school year.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody that with spring break means more kids out and about, be on the lookout, keep an eye out for them, and be aware of that for certain. And Craig, we have the April 2nd election coming up right around the corner. We've been very fortunate here at WFHR. 80-plus years, we have welcomed on candidates, given them equal amount of time and an equal part of the day. And we've really enjoyed having all these candidates join us and talking about this. Want to keep in mind people that with the April 2nd election, we want you to vote. We want you to be informed.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a school board election. There wasn't a primary for school board this year. There are, five candidates vying for three seats, I think.
I believe so, yeah.
And so that is very clearly an important aspect of the election to the school district. And then, of course, there's city council seats and a mayoral seat and other county board seats and so forth. So, yeah, and I think in that regard, I'll say what I always like to say, which is the most important politics are local politics. I know that that's not how, the media treats it, but I think that's very true. And that would encourage anybody to do the work to ensure that they're, researching and identifying who the candidates are, who they may or may not be tied to, and what that might mean for what they will do if they do get elected to office and absolutely show up and vote on Tuesday, April 2nd.
Yeah.
It's important.
We send a big thank you to the League of Women Voters, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, so many great organizations getting you that information, along with, of course, our staff here. And I do want to say a big thank you to Pam Hilke, who does our scheduling and is the heart of this station, getting all these candidates on with us, getting both of you on the air with us. So I really appreciate that. That information's out there. Be informed. Get out there. Vote. Keep democracy alive. Understand what these candidates are and what they are going to do if they are in position. And get out there and vote, everybody. Craig, I don't know. This isn't our last conversation, is it? We got you back at least one more time.
Oh, heavens, no. Yes, we'll be back in May and then in June as well.
Right, right.
So we have a couple more kicks at the can. Yeah.
We got plenty of time for that.
Absolutely.
I got a big, long speech lined up for you. So no, I did want to give you time if there was anything else you wanted to touch on as we're wrapping up, though.
Well, I would think something to bring it back around would be the fact that we're now ramping up into the spring sports season, and I always look forward to the weather getting back to what it was like a month ago.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said that.
Yeah, right.
So, hopefully the 70s are not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
60s and 70s because of it's awesome when you can get track and girls soccer, softball, baseball, and so forth, the other spring sports that are going on. You know, kids outside and the smells and just getting back to.
Can't wait.
It feels more normal when you can do stuff outside. And when we did all winter do stuff outside, I guess it's just a. It dictates the time of year in your mind.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite times of year. I like fall and spring, I think, the best.
Yeah, I hear you.
Getting kids engaged. Personally, I also have two boys that are graduating this year. And graduation, of course, is right around the corner, not too far off here towards the end of May. Hmm. And so looking forward to the graduation ceremony and all of that, that entails, and then the next challenges for these kids. I'll mention that the graduating class has a number of Cole scholarship winners, a high-achieving group in terms of academics. Mm-hmm. I know that there is, I think, 5 or 6 of our students that have maintained a 4.0 for their entire high school career,
That's
things
incredible.
Along these lines. Yeah, and, and as I've said before, the things that kids do now is shocking.
Yeah,
like the opportunities that are offered at Lincoln and in our school district in River Cities are unbelievable. And hearing, you know, what these graduates have done and then what they're intending to do would make anybody just in awe because it's awesome. And I know, I'm, of course, tooting my own horn a little bit, but this group of seniors is going to do great things. I have no question.
Yeah, we're seeing it all around the country. Young people getting more and more involved, young people doing more and more. In our area, it's the same thing. We're seeing that, and I cannot wait to see. I feel good about the future when it comes to talking to these kids, having them on the air with us, talking to people like yourselves and everything. I feel very strongly about our education system going forward and where these kids are going to go going forward. So positives, very positives. People have follow-up questions. They want to know more, Christine, about Think Academy. How can they get in touch with you?
Via email or, you know, call the main office, and they our main office is great and they will find me, but I would happy to talk about the school with anybody that wants to chat.
Excellent. Thank you again for the time, Christine.
Well,
and
thank you.
Keep up the great work. Have a great weekend.
Well, thank you.
Craig, same question.
Anybody? Yeah. Well, I'm not hard to find. You can Google my name and you'll get my email address. 715-424-6700 has been the school district's telephone line for a very long time, and they'll be able to get a hold of me from there.
Appreciate the time, Craig. As always, always good to see you. You guys have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to Pam Hilke and the great work she does for us. We appreciate you, Pam. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.